trainer Adam Trinder, who prepares Vow of Silence, who scored a very impressive win over here as jockey Kelvin Sanderson walks in. Well, first of all, Kelvin, take us through the race and how he performed.
I think Adam summed it up pretty quickly. It was pretty painless. She scooted out of the gates, found the front, and never felt like getting beat.
All right, got a future here?
I think it has, yeah. Like the way it got through the track, never put a foot out of place, so Leah's done a good job in training this one.
Well done, we'll go to Adam. And of course Leah Goodrick is Adam's partner. And Adam, the way that this filly's sort of going along, you'd think that there's more wins.
I would think so, yeah. She can probably be reasonably productive down here this time of year. She's shown another string to her bow handling the heavy today, like she ran second on the synthetic fortnight or 3 weeks ago. Handled those conditions really well, handled the heavy conditions really well today. So she's probably going to be adaptable and sort of we might be able to reap a little bit of financial benefit out of her reasonably quickly, I think.
But she always showed a bit from the first instance when you received it.
Yeah, we've had her for a long time. She came, Nikki Burke sent her down. She had a connection with Leah in Melbourne, so sent her down sort of, this is one of Leah's projects to some extent, sort of, she does all the work on her and so forth. Nikki had a good opinion of her, sort of Damien Oliver and so forth were riding her at the Bendigo Metropolitan meetings over there, thought she'd go on every time. She looked like winning a race, she went by the wayside for one reason or another. Got travel sickness when she came down here, so put her in the paddock. She had 3 months off, and sort of she's been a work in progress, but looks like it now may reap some rewards.
Well bred.
She is, very well named as well, by Keep the Faith, named Vow of Silence. I've got a bit of respect for that, that's great. But she's a well bred mare, sort of she'll return back to Melbourne to be served when she's finished her racing career, but a little bit upside. Sort of, she's a light at the end of the tunnel for racing this time of year. Sort of, quite keen on
Would
her
you
chances.
Think there's another season left in it?
I would think so, yeah. She's only a young mare, very, very lightly raced, sort of does everything right around home. She's very sound. So while she's racing competitively, that's what she is. She's a racehorse, so she'll continue on.
All right, well done. Next start, likely to be when?
I haven't had a look, sort of, undernard as to whether to scratch her today because she hadn't performed on soft ground before, so haven't really looked any further forward than today. See where her rating goes to. Sort of, she was strong there today. May go to 0-62, 13.50 at Devonport in a couple of weeks, but probably still up in there a little bit.
All right, well done.
Thank you very much.